Grizzly bears of the Yellowstone ecosystem are again protected by the Endangered Species Act. That means Wyoming Game and Fish manages the bears as normal, but the final decision has to be okayed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Fall is usually the time of year the most human-bear conflicts occur because recreationists are out and bears are getting ready to hibernate. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaks with Dan Thompson, the department's large carnivore supervisor, about how grizzly management is changing as the grizzly population footprint is expanding.
We have expansion all along the eastern edge of the Absarca front, of course, and we've had roadside bears next to state highways that they haven't been for hundreds of years. It's difficult because obviously you don't expect someone in those areas of expansion to be as prepared as someone who lives in the core of the ecosystem where there's different regulations at play. We deal with the conservation of bears, but mostly we deal with people management. So.
And by people management, you mean just by how to not attract bears?
Yeah, just a ton of outreach and education and trying to dispel myths that are out there. And, you know, there's so much misinformation that can get promulgated immediately nowadays. Our goal is always to try to reduce that conflict potential. But with the population levels where they're at, there's always that potential. And we're going to be dealing with conflicts on an annual basis. And we've done a lot of work to reduce those in areas. But as they expand and continue to expand, you know, it's always an issue trying to resolve issues in a human-dominated landscape.
Are there more bears going into, like, conflicts with livestock and with just food that's available, does it seem, this year? Because they are expanding to more human-dominated areas?
Yeah, we've definitely seen a shift in the types of conflicts. And if you look at a long enough scale, everything's going to evolve. But we used to have a lot more property damage and site conflicts. We were able to deal with those by securing attractants and things like that in the recovery zone. As bears move beyond the recovery zone, there's more things available for them as they move beyond suitable habitat. And there's even more potential for conflict. So we've definitely seen a shift into more livestock depredations, but we've actually seen a decrease in some of those property damage and things like that in the core of the system where we've been able to secure attractants better and do a lot of outreach. I mean, the public ownership is also the reason we're at where we're at with recovery and beyond recovery. And so without that, we wouldn't be there.
Can you kind of go into how you guys decide whether to relocate or euthanize the grizzlies?
The strong majority of the situations, until we have an animal in hand, we don't know what the decision is going to be. We factor into our consideration everything we know. We look at, is it a bear we've previously handled? Does it have a conflict history? What type of conflict it was? Do we have a suitable relocation site if it is a relocation animal? I think there's a misconception that we're moving dangerous bears. If we feel there's a bear out there that we have in hand that's a direct threat to human safety, it's not going to get relocated. We're gonna actually request to lethally remove that animal or find placement for it, but an animal that's food or that's conditioned, or a direct threat to human safety is not something that we would ever put back on the landscape.
And then when you guys decide to relocate a bear, it seems that you guys are relocating them like just within the DMA, so kind of like Dakota Sunlight Basin area. Since they're expanding, doesn't it mean they're just going to continue to expand because there's a lot of bears there already?
Well, yeah, the notion with relocation is that depending on the type of conflict, you're giving that individual another chance in an area that doesn't have that conflict potential. So if we move a bear, we're going to move it back into the recovery area, so into the core of the system. We're going to also put a bear in a remote area that doesn't have that conflict potential available. And what we've seen through the years, obviously, is with the higher density of bears, they tend to go back to where they were caught. And so as we have more bears, we're not running out of relocation sites because they're pretty much the same as they have been. It's just we're seeing a lot more recidivism and bears returning. It's still a very viable management option and a very viable conservation tool. But as we have more bears, the options become more limited.
But it isn't posing a problem yet to, like, being there's no place to relocate them.
Well, and the efficacy of doing it is becoming more difficult. We're still classified as a threatened population. So that's despite the fact that we're fully biologically recovered, we still have some constraints on those things. But we're all trying to have some flexibility to do what's best for bears and what's best for people. And so all those factors are taken into consideration for any management actions that we take.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dan.
Yep.